We are up to Baba Kama Daf Kuf Hey. Welcome back to all of those who have had Yom Tov for a couple of days. There was a Daf up on Friday, but we have today's Daf. After today, the next Daf up will Be'ez Hashem be on Wednesday. Will be on Thursday. Thursday there will be a Daf for mostly Yom Tov and Chutz La'aretz. Feel free to listen during the Pesach cleaning, Pesach putting away. But that'll be the next Daf up on online. Today's Daf, Daf Kuf Hey, is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas David Ben Yisrael. David Ben Yisrael, David Rosen. We thank the sponsors. Okay. Baba Kama Daf Kuf Hey, we are on Kuf Dal and Amabes. So the Gemara, it's not really, wasn't really in any ending place on yesterday's Daf. So let's just review. There was a stira in the Gemara. The Gemara was talking about the payment of a chomesh. We know if I deny having something of yours, whether it's an object, whether it's something that you gave me to guard, whether it's something that I found of yours, whether I stole something of yours, any of those, I have something of yours, and then I swear that I don't have it, and then I admit. So the Torah at the end of Parshas Vayikra tells us that I have three things. I have to pay back the keren, the principal. I have to pay back the chomesh, 25% more, and I have to bring a karban, keren chomesh va'asham. So the question is, the Gemara is dealing with here, is whether a child has to pay chomesh for the father's geneva. So there's a stira in the Gemara, because the Gemara first thinks, quotes a brisa that mishalmi yarshim, if the father dies, the yarshim have to die because of the diik. The Gemara thinks that chomesh is mamona, it's like any other payment that is owed by the father. So we think that the yarshim would pay, but we have another brisa that says that the yarshim are not chayiv to pay. Right, the Varaminhu, right after the parentheses on Kuf Dalam Abayis, the Gemara quoted a brisa that says that Yershim are pater. So are Yershim chayiv in the chomesh of the father, or are Yershim pater in the chomesh of the father? So let's start with that answer, because there's no real other, any other place to start. So Amar of Nachman, about 15 lines up from the bottom. Amar of Nachman Lokasha, there's no problem with these two brises. One brise, our Mishnah, that seems to say that Yershim do pay the chomesh of the father, while the brisa seems to say that the Yershim do not. So lo kasha, kasha hoda, kasha lo hoda. The question is, if the father admitted while he was still alive that, again, he denied having it, he swore that he denied having it, and then he admitted that he had it. At this point, we think there was only one admitting. The father, our mishnah is a case where the father admitted, and therefore the children have to pay the chomesh. And then Bryce is a case where there was no hoda'ah. If there's no hoda'ah, there's no chomesh. And therefore, that's where the Yershim are pater from paying. So this is the Gemara 1 minute. Ilo hoda keren namilo mishalim. If there was no hoda, then even the keren the children shouldn't have to pay. Why? Because the father never admitted, and the children, you know, didn't do anything. So why should they shouldn't even have to pay the keren? V'chitei mahacha namilo mishalim. And if you want to say it's true, they don't have to pay the keren either, but that doesn't fit to the brisa. V'hamitaka mahader achomesh. The whole discussion in the brisa is whether they have to pay the chomesh or not. L'meimer d'ker mishalim. It's mashma that of course they have to pay the keren, the principal. The only discussion is, do they even have to pay the chomesh? So you can't say that the brisa is about a case where they don't even have to pay the keren. V'otanya, we even have a brisa that says beferish that they have to pay the keren. Not only a diet, v'adayin ani omer. This is the second half of that brisa that we quoted up above. When do we say that a child pays for the keren, for the stealing of the father, his mancha nishba huva aviv, where he and his father both swore and were mechayev themselves in the keren because of the denial? Aviv lo hu, huva lo aviv, lo huva lo aviv minayin. How do you know that he even has to pay the principal, the keren, even if there is no shvua, or even if only one of them pays his tape, makes a shvua? Tamalomar, because the pasuk puts in all, the Torah puts in all the same pasuk gizela va'oshek avedu pikadon. Right, the pasuk at the end of Parshas Vayikra puts all of these in the same context by asham gizelos yesh Talmud, and the Gemara says this means, the Brisa says yesh Talmud. What does that mean? So let's figure it out. The Yosef Rav Huna, V'kamar Lo Shmaisa, Rav Huna quoted this statement about these four things and says, Yesh Talmud, and Amalei Rabba Bray, Rabba his son said, Yesh Talmud Kamarmar? Do you mean Yesh Talmud, meaning there is some type of drasha that connects these four items in the pasuk together? There's a Talmud, there's a drasha, there's a limud that puts them all together, and therefore there's a din de oraisa that says by all four of these, they are similar, that you have to pay the keren for the father. O yish talmud ka amar mar, or it's not a drasha, it's just logic. it has to be paid. Yish Talmud really means Yish Talmud. That's what the Braisa meant to say. And they all have to be paid, because why should there be a difference between any of these items? But it's based on logic. Either way, either it's a Din D'Araisa based on a Limur or based on a Svara. And Amarle, the answer given was Yesh Talmud Ka'amin, it's a Din D'Araisa, Umi Ribuyi Dekrai Amri. And because they were all quoted in the Pasuk, why did the Torah have to quote all of these? Pikadon and Gzela and Aveda, all of them. It must be to teach me that they're all compared, that the Karen is always paid. So, end of question. When you go back to the question, we originally had a Braisa versus a Mishnah. There's a stira, whether the son pays the Chomesh of the father or not. And we answered, it depends if it was a Hodah or not. So we said, 1 minute, if there was no Hodah, then you shouldn't even pay the Karen. And if you want to say Inechinami, that's not true. Because that the Braisa sounds like you're supposed to pay the Karen. And we have the second half of the Braisa that says, Beferish, you pay the Karen. So we're back to the question. How could one source say you pay the Chomesh of the father and one source not? Ella my lo hoda. So let's clarify. What did we mean before? Lo hoda, that he's pater for the Chomesh in the case where there was no hoda. Lo hoda aviv the hoda beno. No, there was a hoda. There was just no hoda of the father, but the son was moda. The son was, the father stole something and he died. And then the son admits that this is something that the father stole. So that's not chai v'chomesh, because the father did not admit and the son did not steal. So both of them are excluded from chomesh. Ask the Gemara 1 minute then. If it's a case where the son first denied it with a shvu and then admitted, so he should be a chai v'chomesh for his own denial and swearing. So Gemara says, yeah. The Karen. The right said, even without the Shur B'chayef, the Karen. Now we're back in the Chomesh. So the Gemara says, so let him be Chayef Chomesh for his own Shvua. So Amri B'she'ein Gzela Kayemes. The Gzela is not there anymore. The Gzela is not there anymore. And therefore what? If the Gzela is not there anymore, then there's never going to be a Chomesh. A Chomesh is only if the item is still there. But if the Chomesh is not there anymore, and I didn't steal it, so then I'm not going to be Chayev a Chomesh. Ing Zela Kayemes. Rashi says, Ing Zela Kayemes. Delav Alei Ramya Lishlume. I don't have a Chiev to pay. By a Ganef or a Gazlan, if I steal something, and then something happens to it, of course I have to pay for it. I have to pay the value. I stole it, and it's lost, so I have a Chiev Hashava still, of Damim, even though no object. But if I didn't steal it, my father stole it, and then I got it, so then I'm pater, if it's not there anymore. If it's still here, I have to give it back. It's your item. But if it's not here anymore, then I don't have to do anything. Right? That's the first Mishnah in the next parak. Look at the next Rashi. The Mishnah says, in Kufi Alpha Mabez, Hagozel Uma Achilas Bana Peturin Milashalim. If I steal and I give it to my kids, they're pater. And therefore, when I swear and deny it, Hilkach Ikafar Kfiras Ram Ba'almahu. I'm not denying a monetary obligation, which is what is needed for Chomesh and Asham. And therefore, I'm going to be putter on the Chomesh in this case. Again, where my father stole it and I swore and denied it and then admitted, I'm going to be putter on the Chomesh if the item's not there anymore. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, if that's two, so then we're back to the other problem. The second half of the Braisa said clearly that he is Chayav the Karen. But if the Gzela is not here anymore, that he doesn't have any chiyuv. He shouldn't even have to be chayav the Karen. So lo tzricha de'ika achrayas. No, achray or achrayas mechasim. No, the case is where the father left property. The father left karka, which is called achrayas mechasim, and therefore the son has to pay the Karen from the property of the father. Rashi, for various reasons, does not have these few lines in the Gemara, but we're going to go with what we have, because this is what we have, and this is what Tosfos and other Rishonim do have. So this karka involved from the father, and therefore the son pays from the karka of the father. Says the Gemara, v'chi'ika achrayis nechasim mayhavi, so what? So what if this property of the father, milve alpehi, when you steal something, doesn't the obligation back, v'chi'if hashava, have the status of a milve alpeh? Not a written obligation, but just a milva alpeh. U'milva alpeh enogove lomen ayeshav lomen alkuchos. And we know that if you have a milva alpeh, if I borrow money from you, but it's not recorded in a shtar, I only have to pay you for the money that, for the property that I have. But if I sold property, or if I yarshin property, then they don't have to pay. Right? It's only like a milvah alpeh. So what that the father left property? Chiyuv hashava should be like a milvah alpeh, the status of a milvah alpeh, and therefore one shouldn't have to pay from the property of the father. Again, you might say, what do you mean? Why is it only like a milvah alpeh? Isn't it a chiyuv daraisa? So it shouldn't be the strongest? The answer is no. Milvah bishtar is not about stronger or weaker, it's just different. Milvah bishtar has a kol. Has a kol that the lekucha should have known about it, and therefore it's their fault for buying. But when I steal something, or the father steals something, who says that there's a kol there? So the Gemara says, it's like a milvah alpeh. So even if the father left property, the children shouldn't have to pay from it. So Amri bishamad v'din. Almost finished here. Says the Gemara, no, the case is where the father already had hamadas adin. The father was already told by Beis Din to pay when he was still alive. That's why his property is leaned for this chiyuv. So Gemara says, Eibah Shabbat v'din, if that's true, afilo chomesh nami mishalim. If everything was finished before he died, then even the chomesh should have to be paid by the children, because that really is a mamonous case. We had the question before whether chomesh is mamona or kapara, but for sure here it should be a mamonous case if the father was ready mechuyevit. So Amar Afuna, Breda of Yeshua, lefi she'in mishalman chomesh al kfir shibir karkos. No, what's the maskana? Why don't you pay the chomesh? Really, there was hamadas adin, and that's why the karka is leaned, but they still don't have to pay the chomesh because the shvua that the children made was about karka. And the halacha is a shvua on karka is not recognized. We don't swear on a kfira shibir karko. It's a big sugi in Mesecha Shvuas, but that's the rule. Therefore, it's not considered a halachic shvua, therefore it's not considered a halachic hodah from a shvua, and therefore there is no chiyuv to pay the chomesh. Fine, end of that discussion. Somewhat. Let's just finish it up, really. Rava Amar. Rava is another way out of the Brisa. Hacha b'mayas kinek agon shahaisa diskiya shel aviv mufkedes b'yad acherim. Really, the fathers had a diskiya. Diskiya is a whole pack, right? A whole pack of a sack where he had money, and what he stole was in that sack, but it was in somebody else's rishus when he died. So, Karen Mishalim, the children have to pay the Karen to Ha'isa, because eventually they get back the sack. They realize that the item is not theirs, it belongs to the other person, they give it back. But Chomish Lo Mishalim, but they're not going to pay the Chomish. Why? Dechi Yishtaba, Bekushti Yishtaba, Deha Lo Havayada. When they swore, they took a swore, they were swearing in truth, because it wasn't by them. They didn't know about it. So that's why they're going to be Pater. So again, two answers, Lamaskana in Gemara. How do we come up with a case where the children are not going to have to pay the chomesh, even though our Mishnah sounds like the children have to pay the chomesh? Answer number one, the gzela is not there anymore. And it's only karka. And the halacha is you don't make a shvuah on kfir shibri karkos. That's why you're going to be the pater from the chomesh. That was answer number one the Gemara gave about four lines up from the bottom on the previous Amud. And the second answer is Rava, that hacha mayaskin on the cases where it's not in the children's rishus when they swear. So if it's not just rishus, they're not swearing falsely, and therefore they're not going to be chayav chomesh either. Okay, those are the 2 days in the Gemara. How can the children be chayav shvuah? So the children have the option of saying lo yadon. We don't know. If they're swearing, they obviously know about it.
They
swore that they don't know. They swore that there wasn't anything. They denied it. And they didn't know about it. They swore it in truth because it wasn't by them. They swore, we don't have any gzela of our fathers. And they didn't. So if they have no idea, they would say, I have no idea. It's their responsibility to be truthful in their shua. We alluded the other day to the discussion of Chomesh as it came up on this Gemara right here in Kuftal and Mabez, where the Gemara discussed whether Chomesh is a more of a mamonous payment, as the Gemara assumed, and therefore the Nafkamina the Gemara said was, is it Yarshins to the children, and therefore they would have to pay the Chiyuv of Chomesh? Or do we say, no, it's more of a, the Gemara doesn't say the other side, but Rashi already alludes to it, maybe it's more of a Kapara payment. And if it's a Kapara payment, meaning, because after all, I didn't steal this Chomesh from you, I'm paying back above and beyond what I stole from you, and what I denied. So it must be, if it's more than what you're getting back, it must be Mit CD. It's more mitzad the giver than the receiver. It's a kapara. And therefore Rashi says earlier in Kuftal and Mabez, a kapara lomesim. That's why it wouldn't be Yarshin to children, because there is no kapara that a niftar, that a mace needs. So we discussed this back in Merubah, if you remember, the discussion there in the Rishonim, whether a chomesh has to be an exact payment. Mark spoke about whether you have to pay chomesh and kefal on something. Could you just pay the kefal and the chomesh is included? If your kefal is 100%. Right, chomesh is only 25%. So Rashi there had a line, at least according to one of the shitas in the Tanaim, it's got to be exact. It's got to be exactly a chomesh. You can't pay chomesh olalo b'kfelo. He says, why not? If it's just a mamonis payment, then it shouldn't matter. It's yish b'chal masayim manis. You pay the kefil, it includes the chomesh. But if you say that it's more of a kapara payment, so then maybe you could understand why it would have to be more exact. Even if it's kapara, you might say it doesn't have to be exact. But once you have the shita that says it has to be exact, l'chora, it doesn't have nothing to do with mamon, but if it has a kapara element, so then that would explain it. Yeah. How do you have kefil and chomesh at the same time? If you stole... Right, so the Gemara talks about it, because really, if you admit, then you have the Chomesh, and if there are eight, then you have the Kefil. So the Gemara there, if you remember, on Samach Hei, I think, discussed, Chamach Hei Mabez, how do you have Chomesh and Kefil? Sorry? The Gemara here, the Gemara looked on Samach Hei Mabez, Samach Hei Mabez Aleph in the last line. Right, Samach Hei Mabez Aleph, the Gemara spoke about, Balabayish Atarantan is Ganav Epikadam, V'nishpa V'hoda, right? V'shav Tashlumi Kefil, V'omsham V'chomsha Olo B'kfelo. The last line. Go back to that Gemara. Okay. One of the big sugyas, though, on this daf is there chomesh bizman hazeh? Is there chomesh bizman hazeh? Let's say I steal today, and then I deny it with a shvua, and then I admit. So obviously there's no carbon bizman hazeh. But is there a chomesh chi bizman hazeh? So if you look in the Rush right here, in Simon Chavdal, it says, V'ha idna, afal gav de'ein chomesh va'asham, le'inin karen noeg dinzeh. There's no chomesh rasham, but there is keren. V'chi nishba tzorach leilich achar v'afilu l'madai l'kayim mitzvah sashava. Right, you have to travel after him even to madai to be kind of mitzvah sashava, as we had on Friday. Avel mo nishba, if you didn't swear, you just let him know. But the Rosh takes it as never pashut. There is no chomesh bizman hazeh. The nitziv in the shiltos, siv in the shiltos in kuf yud tes, takes it as a dover pashut that it would be totally on our issue. Whether chomesh is mamona or chomesh is kapara, says the Nitziv. The Nishiltos holds that the Yadua, the Rabbeinu Lahobi Eladidim Hanogim Bizman Hazeh. The Shiltos quotes that you pay chomesh. Period. So the Nitziv says the Shiltos only quotes Rabbeinu Hanogim Bizman Hazeh. So the Shiltos seem to say that the chomesh is noig Bizman Hazeh against the Raj. So what's the machlokas about? It must be that the Shiltos says the Nitziv. In Kuf Yates hold that the Chomesh is Mamon. And if it's Mamon, that's what it applies to Bizman Hazeh. Mashenkin, if it's Kapara, you know, maybe it's more connected to the Karban, and therefore it would not apply Bizman Hazeh, and that's what the Rosh must hold. That's the Nitziv. The Rosh holds Kapara, that's what's not knowing Bizman Hazeh, and the Shiltos holds Mamon. Fascinating, the Minchas Chinuch says the exact same thing, but the opposite. The Minchas Chinuch says, it is totally on our issue, whether it's Mamon or Kapara, but the opposite way than the Nitziv says it. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I have no idea why the Rush says what he says. V'lufize nirali pashut de bizman hazeh benishma shvuas pikadon de be'emes chayiv karen v'chomesh v'ashem gamkein. You can't bring the carbon, but you can bring the chomesh. Rak de'ene yachol lahavi ashem de'ein mikdash ba'avonuseinu harabim. But then he says, nihida ashem ene yachol lahavi aval vadai kamod mishalim karen mishalim chomesh l'maylim ve'ein ani yodea shum tzad liftar mechomesh bizman hazeh. The Torah says v'yatim b'chayiv v'chomesh v'eino knas. He says, why would you say it might not apply bizman hazeh if it's purely a mamonis element? And ein bo chisaron kiss, we discussed, remember, at the beginning of the eighth parak, the issue of shlichusayu. Certain mamonis payments can't be done in bavel. Say if it's mamon, okay, maybe. But there's a definite kapara element. So if it's a kapara element, it should apply bizman hazeh. I want a kapara. So just the opposite of the Nitziv. The Nitziv says, if it's kapara, it doesn't apply bizman hazeh. If it's mamon, it does apply bizman hazeh. Says the Menachas Chinuch, the opposite. If it's mamon, maybe there's a tzad to stand on why it shouldn't apply bizman hazeh. Because there's no shlichusayu by it. Masha'enkein, by, if it's kapara, it surely should apply bizman hazeh. The Menachas Chinuch ends off in kuf chav test. There's definitely a kapara element. So I have no idea why. He quotes it a few times. I have no idea why. Well, if he quotes her sichli umit b'kiyusi, eni yodea makar lazeh. Halavai, we should have his miyit b'kiyusi. Lama yiftar. Veina dome lachomish de meila. Aval kan, he says, it's definitely a kapar element. Lama lo yitain. Vetzarachi in gadol. De nira li de chomish noig. Vizan is ebe pshitus. Ach kivan. But after this whole column, ach kivan to harishon of achron and pashut that slam de do noig. Bat la daiti. Ach torahi. Vashem yizbar yair enai. So there was a shiltos on his side. But that is the discussion of the Minchas Menach. So again, this has to do with Mamon or Kapara, whether it's Chai Bizman Azeh. Tosfos later on, Kuf Yud Amid Beis, discusses the issue of Mechila. Later on, Tosfos Kuf Yud Amid Beis, could a person be Mochel? Could the Nigzal be Mochel the Chomesh? So Tosfos says in the little Tosfos, Nira de Kohen in Yachol Limchol. Talking about a specific case there, that a Kohen cannot be Mochel. So again, if it's a Kapara element, maybe that would be a reason. If it's purely Mammon, why shouldn't he be able to be Mochel? One other point, and then we'll continue, and that is, where is Chomesh quoted in Sefer HaMitzvos? We know in the Asham Gezelos. So if you look, again, this is not, I can't build a shiur on this, but if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Dalid, Tzivanu Lahashiv HaSagzela Ba'atzma, Im Hinish Eres Ba'atzma, Vitosefas Chomesh, Olasis Dameha Im Nishtanis. The Rambam in the Mitzvah of Chiv HaShavas Gzela quotes Chomesh. Doesn't quote the Karban here. So the Rambam puts Chomesh with the payment of the Karen. If you look in the Chinuch, he puts it more with the Karban, right? Not next to the Heshit. So again, that might also allude, if it's connected more to the Karban, so then you might say it has more to do with Kapara. If it's connected to the Karen, then maybe not. Okay, there are others, but this is some of the discussion of this big sugya of Chomesh. Okay, now we get back to the next part of the Mishnah. Chut b'shava pruta, pachat b'shava pruta b'karen. Do you remember what the Mishnah said? As long as there is a pruta of Karen left, so then I have to schlep to Madai with all the expenses and give it back to the Nigzal. But if there's less than a pruta of the Karen, so then I don't have to. So Amar Papa, Lo Shanu Elash Ing Zela Kayem, as this only applies if the Gzela is not Kayem. Therefore, if it's not here, so then I don't have to schlep. Avo Gzela Kayem, so if the Gzela is here, then even if it's worth less than a Shavah Pruta, so Rach Lelech Acharav. I have to go and all the expenditures to get it to Madai. Chai Shina Shabbat Yaker. Why? Because maybe it's going to appreciate in value, and therefore it's going to be worth the Pruta. And I have to be worried about that, so therefore I have to go all the way to Madai to give it back to him. The Ran in Kiddushin asks a question from this Gemara, where the Gemara seems to say, you have to be worried. Let's just read the second day, and then we'll do the Ran. But if you were Shem Tiyaka, if you bring it back to Matai. Ikata Amri, Amr of Papa. Papa has a different day. No, lo shna gzeil kayemes, lo shna eng zeil kayemes. It doesn't matter whether the gzeil is bukuyim or not. Eino tzarech leilich acharav. One does not have to schlep to Matai if it's worth less than a Shavah Pruta. Lo shema tiyaka lo chayshinan. I'm not worried about it's going up in value. Right now it's worth less than a Shavah Pruta. Stay for a period. So the Ran, on the Vav ben Aleph, the Dafi Arif, in Kiddushin, asks, how does this Gemara work with Shmuel? Shmuel, if you remember, Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis says, if a man gives a woman a date, he is Mekudeshes. Why? Chayshina and Shem Hashava Pruta B'Madai. You have to be worried. Maybe it's worth a Pruta in Madai. So is that a Kiddushin Daraisa or Kiddushin Darabanan? That's a machlokas we've shown him there. The Ran there says, it's a Kiddushin Safik. I'm sorry, is it a Kiddushin Vadik, Kiddushin Safik there? So Chayshina Shem Hashava Pruta B'Madai. But the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Mekudeshes. Chayshinan. So, which is it? So, the Ran there says that many of you showed him say, Safik. You're not sure if it's worth a Shavah Pruta in Madai, so therefore you have to be Mesufik, so it's a Kiddushi Safik. The Rambam says that if it's Shavah, yet it's Kiddushi Vadai, right? Kiddushi Vadai. The Rambam also has other details, but Kiddushi Vadai there. So says the says that that's the one machlokas. Then the Ran says v'chazvar rabban betosvus tahada amridan chayshidan lav lameimra diyadina bevade levi kedusha gemurin. Says the Ran like what he says. No, if you know once you know that it's shavah pruta b'mada, that means it's a vade kedushin year. No, elomar da afilu b'stama chayshidan shavah shavah pruta b'madai aval inachinami da afilu yadinam the shavah pruta b'madai lo avi kedusha gemurin. Even if you know for sure it's not a vade kedushin, why? Kiven dahachal lo shave, right? Because it's not worth here. Daha, what do you know this from? Leaning gezel ager. Amrina the pachad b'sheva pruta afilu b'gzeik v'kayemes ein sorach leilich acharav. If it's not worth a sheva pruta right now, you don't have to go after him. Dein choshishim according to the second daya shema tisyaker v'lo chashidinami shema sheva pruta b'madai. Why aren't you worried it's worth sheva pruta b'madai? You're only worried that it's going to go up in value here. You're not worried about sheva pruta b'madai. Or maybe ashamu mischaper loin. You bring your carbon alma. What do you see? Ein l'mamon ela makamo b'shaito. That's it. Right now, it's not worth the Sheva Pruta. Maybe it's going to go up in value. Be not worried about Madai. What does that show? Ein l'mamon ela makamo b'shaito. That's the key words of the Ran there in Kiddushin. And therefore, that's why even by marriage, it's only Kiddushay Safik, not a Kiddushay Vadai. That is the first day of the Ran. Then the Ran quotes, maybe not. Maybe, even if you want to say, like Argamar says, that you're not worried about Madai, maybe it's Kiddushay Vadai over there. Why? Because by Kiddushin, you have a special kin, din kol l'didi shavili. As we had in the first paragraph of Kiddushin, a woman's allowed to say, this is worth a pruta to me, even though it's not objectively worth. So even if you want to say objectively, it's not, and therefore he does not have to schlep to Madai, but still Kiddushin might be different. So 2 days, the Ran works out, how does that Gemara Kiddushin work with this Gemara, where we're not worried about Madai at all, we're just worried if it itself is going to appreciate or not. There is another machlokas here in this Gemara. What happens if it's not worth the Shavapruta, so according to the second day, let's say, right? You don't have to bring it shlep after him. And so I bring my carbon, and then it goes up in value. And the halacha is, as we'll see later on, you have to pay the Karen and the Chomesh, at least the Karen, before you bring your carbon. So was it a carbon levatala in this case? So I have to bring another carbon if it did go up in value. So that's a machlokas here between the Rashba and the Rosh, if that's gufa machlokas between these 2 days. The Rashba here says, but if it happens, it happens. Says the Rashba, according to the second day, you have to bring a new carbon. Right? And the Rashi argues, the Rashi says, no, that's not nafkamina. Not nafkamina to the two. It's like, how seriously, or how do you understand this second day, if it goes up in value. The Minchas Chinuch that we mentioned on Friday, you remember the Minchas Chinuch? Because it says, why is Shavu Pruta the minimum for Gzela? Is it because it's a din shiurim of Kala Tarakula, or is it a din of Mechila? He says this is one of the Nafkaminas. If it's a din of Mechila, then once a person was Mochel, what you stole, finished. Even if it appreciates afterwards. He was Mochel to you. But if you say it's a din of shiurim, technically, then once it goes up in value, then now you have to pay for it. Now you have a chiyav hashava that's unfulfilled, and therefore it would be a problem of the carbon being brought too early. So
the carbon might be independent,
but we know a carbon is only after you fulfilled your chiyav hashava that goes with it. And here you wouldn't have fulfilled your chiyav hashava. The Rashba here also, just one other Rashba, and then we will move on. The Rashba here says it has a line quoted by many of the Achronim. The Rashba says that even though a Shava Pruta is what is, there's only a Chiva Shava by a Shava Pruta, but of course, Mikamakom Aserhu. Even less than a Shava Pruta is Aser to steal. The Avagav de Mamona Leka, Sa'ara Mihaika. There is Sar, and even less than a Shava Pruta would be Aser. Vidafka Bashir Mai de Kapti Beksas Inshi. But even less than a Shava Pruta, only by things that people are makbid on. Avalito Kisim Katamina Chavila. Let's say you take a little splinter out from somebody's fence. Omina geder lasas boshina, because you want to floss your teeth. Zaleka injish to cup it b'hai, b'chi hashari. There's no tsar there. That's for sure mutter. Maybe there's chasidus aser. But if there's chasidus, there are three levels. There's a level of aser with the chi of hashava. There's a level of aser because of tsar. And then there's a midas chasidus. Don't touch anything, anybody's property at all. That is the Rashba. We've seen the Rambam in the past also that quotes the Genev and Gzela, it's aser to steal. And even a kol shehu. Also, Ligzol kol shehu, Rambam said, B'nei Uzela and Geneva. Rabbi Yaakov, I saw in Rabbi Yaakov, and then Mr. Yaakov says, where does this come from? That the a Jew is only a pruta, and we learned maybe on Friday also that a guy is even pachas mishava pruta. He's not put on, then a guy is chayiv even on pachas mishava pruta. He says, maybe it comes from Har Sinai. The fact that when we were given the Torah, Parshas Amor, yesterday's laning, right? 2 days ago's laning. Right, once we were given the Torah, we received a new value system, and that already implanted in us different values that less than a pruta we're mocha on. Right? We're not so medactic about less than a pruta. And that's why, says Rabbi Yaakov, that all of the matnis aniyim, right, the famous question, why are lekach shekhan peah quoted in Parshas Emor by Shavuos? What does that do with Shavuos? Middle of all the Parshas Amodim, you have lekach shekhan peah. What does stuck have to do with Shavuos? That's the connection to Rus, right? It's all about chesed. But Rabbi Yaakov says maybe it's because we were given the Torah on Shavuos, because of Kabbalah's Torah, that's why we have a different outlook. We should have a different outlook on our money. And that's why, even less than a Shavapruta, it quotes our Gemara. So that's Rabbi Yaakov in the Emes Yaakov in Parshas Emor. Okay, let's continue now. Amar Rava. Says Rava, Gozal. Different permutations of stealing a Pruta or less than a Pruta. Gozal Shalosh Agudas B'Shalosh Prutas. I stole three bundles for three Prutos. Meaning they're altogether, they're worth three. V'huzluv amdol shtayim. And before I return them, then now they are only worth two. Meaning each one is worth less than a pruta. Right? Because it's three. Altogether they're worth two. In hechzer lo shtayim, let's say I return two of them. So what do I have left? I have left one bundle which is worth less than a pruta. So do I have to return it? Originally, at the moment of the Maisa Gzela, it was worth a pruta. Now it's not. So chayav b'hasul acheres, I have to return the third one, says the Gemara, because the Maisa Gzela was worth a pruta, and therefore you have to return it. The Tanatuna and Abraisa also supports this. Gazal chametz v'avar lava pesach, v'aisol chametz, and it avar lava pesach, in yonad yoma, amr lari shakal fanecha, I'm allowed to say after Pesach, the ganav could just say, the gazal could just give it back. Taima d'isa be'ene, why could he give it back? Because it's there. Halesa be'ene, if it wouldn't be there, avagav d'hashalav mamonahu, if it's not, wouldn't be there, even though right now it's not objectively worth anything, kiva d'me'i kara mamonahu, since when you stole it, it was worth something, boy shlume, you would have to pay for it if the chametz is not there. Hachanami, see here too. Avagav d'hashalav shavapruta, since even though this third bundle is not worth a shavapruta now, kiva d'me'i kara havishavapruta, since originally it was worth a shavapruta, boy shlume. So we compare the chametz case. Originally it was with a shavapruta, even though now it's not because of halacha. So just like the case of the bundles. The Pnei Yeshua asks a question without answering it. He just says, I don't know what the connection is between chametz and this money. By the chametz case, he was posheya. He didn't do anything with it before Pesach. So that's why he's chayiv, no matter what. He was posheya in this chametz. Because he left it and it became nasar. That's worse than the other case. Excuse me, where it just went down, it depreciated. So he just says, Sarachin, I'm not sure exactly how the Gemara compares the cases. One also might say one's a halachic problem, one's a marketplace problem. That is also another difference. But maybe that's not enough of a difference to say they can't be compared. But the Pnei Yeshua, the other difference is that it's a Pshia, and therefore he doesn't know why the Gemara can compare them. Okay, either way, the Gemara does compare them. Next, similar case. Boy Rava. Gazal shtei agudos bepruta. Let's say I steal two agudos for a pruta. The hechzer lo achas ben, and I return one of them. So again, mahu. Mi amrina hashto like a gzela. Should I say that, well, right now I don't have gzela next to me. I only have a pakas of a shavapruta of yours. O dilma halo hada gzela davigabe. Or do you say, no, you stole a pruta's worth. You didn't return a pruta's worth. So therefore, it's a problem. It's fascinating lum this year, if we had time to send on it. Is the focus of, is how much is the chiyuv connected to the maisa? Is the chiyuv hashava connected more to your having somebody else's item, or is the chiyuv connected to the maisa that you did? Hader pashta, after he asked the question, he answered it. Gzela ain kan, hashava ain kan. You don't have gzela, but you didn't do hashava. So says, what does that mean? Gzela ain kan, hashava yeshkan. If you don't have gzela, then of course you did a hashava. So what does that line mean? So Gemara says, hachi gamar, this is what I meant to say. Afal pisha gzela ain kan, even though there you don't have gzela anymore next to you because it's only worth less than a shavapruta, mitzvah hashava ain kan. You still have not fulfilled your mitzvah of hashava, and therefore you have to return it even though you have less than a shavapruta. The rush here has two deos. Whether, what does it mean, mitzvah hashava ain kan? How much of a chiyav hashava do you have? Is it a chiyav hashava that Bezin would be kofa you? How strong is this chiyav hashava of less than a shavapruta? By a regular case where you have somebody's pruta, Bez is going to force you. Kofan on all mitzvahs asay. Here you didn't fulfill your chiyav hashava, the Gemara says. So is that a real chiyav hashava that Bezin would force you to or not? So those are 2 days in the rush here in Simen Chafhei. The Ram Halevi says, the gzela ain kan, the ain Bezin kofan osol lahachzir.
Bezin doesn't force you. Elahashadim hechzir achas b'daitok zeil enka deim bezin iskagel padusher pruta mizah shava enkanu me'atzmo chayav lahachzir. Va'od pireish machin osa vashetesi nafsho. L'kai mitzvah hashava.
2 days in the rush, the simen chafei, whether how strong is the schiyaf hashava in terms of bezin's forcing you. Next. V'yamar rava harei amru. The next cases are brought because it has a similar language to this enkan enkan.
We know at the end of a Naziris, the Nazir has to shave his entire head.
So what happens if he shaved his entire head except for 2 hairs? So he did nothing. If you have 2 hairs left, then it's not considered bald, and therefore you did not fulfill your mitzvah of giluach.
Boy, Rava, gilach achas v'nasho achas mahu.
What if you left 2, and then you shaved 1, and then the next one fell out? So were you yotze? So amar le Rav Acha midifti the Ravina. Rav Acha, we did say, yes, 1 minute. Nazir shekilach achas achas, can we buy the Rava? What kind of question are you asking? Let's say a Nazir shaves his entire head one by one. You're going to tell me that's a problem? Of course it's not a problem. He can't shave his head all at once. So if he shaves it one by one, it's for sure okay. See, here too, he left 2, then he did 1, so he was about to do the other one, and it fell out. So of course, what's the problem with that? Of course that's good. So Amar Lai, no. Lo tzricha, this is the question. He left 2, and then, first one fell out. And then he shaved the last one. So that's the question. Should we say, well, Helamaisa, he has no more hair. O Dilma halav giluachu. Or do we say, no, well, he didn't do a giluach. Why? Deme'ikara, because when he stopped shaving Hashir Shnei Cyrus, his first Maisa he had left 2. Vahashta ki giluach. And now when he shaved, Dilhavibe Cyrus. When he shaved, there was no 2 hairs here. So the question is, does this work? If one fell out and then he shaved the last one. What's the svara? So again, the Achronim explained, the Tiferes Tzion. I saw it says, what's the suffix? The suffix is the mitzvah of Giluach Nazir really about the result of not having any hairs on your head? But the Torah requires that you do a Maisa Giluach to help out that result. Then here would be good enough. You did a Maisa Giluach, you achieved the result, fine, it's good. Or do you say, no, it's not about the result at all. You need a Maisa Giluach to create that result. But the focus is the Maisa Giluach. And here, your Maisa did not create the result. Here, your Maisa left 2, so that Maisa did not create the result. And then your last Maisa wasn't considered a Maisa because it wasn't a Maisa of 2 hairs. So Mimanav Shach, both of your Maisa Giluachs did not create the result, and therefore it wouldn't be good enough.
And if he would have shaved everything except for 1 here.
If he would have shaved everything except for 1, then that would have been good. But when he left over 2, the first giluach wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Right? And the second giluach wasn't. You need a giluach of Shei Cyrus, at least.
So the first giluach is like Kamisha'eno.
Kamisha'eno. You haven't done anything yet if you left 2. So the Gemara answers, Hader Pashta, Seir Enkan Giluach Enkan. There's no hairs, but you didn't do giluach. So again, he's Seir Enkan Giluach Yeshkan. What does that mean? So Achikamer, this is what it means. Afapi, Sheseir Enkan. Even though you have no hair left, Mitzvah Giluach Enkan, you have not done a mitzvah of giluach. Tosva says, in Mitzvah Giluach Enkan, and you still cannot drink wine or become Tamei Lameisim, and you got to do it again. What do you mean do it again? You got to grow your hair long enough in order for it to be a mitzvah, in order to do the mitzvah of Giluach. So it's the second day, it says maybe just like a mitzvah, you didn't do it, but you can drink wine. Okay, discussion of Tosfos. Next, Amar Rava. Harei Amru, another discussion of Rava. If you have a barrel that has a hole in it, and you quote, and the dregs at the end of the barrel, you know, the wine soaked in the barrel, and the dregs at the bottom, closed it up, that saves the barrel. What's the case here? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, there's a two-story building, and you have a hole between the first and the second floor, and you put a barrel in the hole in order to stop tumma. There's a dead body in the bottom floor, you want to stop the tumma from going to the top floor, so you put a barrel in there, but the barrel has a hole in it. So the barrel's hole is closed up with the dregs, that's good enough. That saves the top floor. That is Rashi's case. Tosva says, no, it's a case where there's a dead body in a house, and there's a barrel that's a kli cheres. By the way, the barrel's a kli cheres, it's not makabel tumma. That's how it could stop tumma from going through. So we know, Pasuk at the end, beginning of Parshas Klukas tells me, that if you have a totally enclosed, tight barrel in a house of a dead body called Samed Pasil, that it saves what's in it. What's inside the barrel is tahar. Right? A mukav Samed Pasil is tahar. So again, you have the hole in the barrel, and it got closed up with the shmarim. Either way, you have a barrel that got closed up. So it says Rava, the dregs save it. Boy, Rava, agaf chetzi mahu. So let's go with Rashi's shot, just to have one picture in our head. Right, you have the barrel and the ceiling. So what happens if you closed up half of the hole? So now there's not enough of a shear that the tumah could go through. Mahu. So Amalei Rav Yemel Ravashi, La Mishnah Seinu Izu. Isn't it in the Mishnah in Kalim? It's not. The Mishnah says, Chavish and Nikvav is at Mushmar. If you have a barrel that got a hole and you close it up, Hitzilua, it's saved. Pakakab is Mora Ashi Mara. But if you put vines in there that just closed up part of the area, Ashi Mareach, it's not good enough until you tar in between. You've got to really close it up. If you put two vines in there in order to block the area, you have to block between the edges and the vines. You have to tar it up. And you have to tar between the vines. So time of the marach. The only reason that it works is because you tarred it up. Hello, marach. But if you didn't tar it up low, it would not work. Even though half the distance is closed up. Why doesn't it work? Shouldn't it be like you closed off half of it? So the Gemara says, no, Amri, Hach Yasha, wait a minute. Hasam, Ilo, Marach, Lokoi. There by the vines, if you don't tar it up, it's not permanent. It's not going to stay there. Agaf, Chetzia, Bemidi, Dekoi, Koi. But if you really closed up half of it, it's going to stay what it did. What the half that you did is permanent. So therefore, you cannot compare a case of vines in there, which are not permanent, and really closing up half of the hole. Okay? Weiter. More Amarava, but now we're back to Gzela. Ve Amarava. Hare Amru. We had earlier in the Mishnah, let's say you steal Chametz and then Pesach came. You could just give it back after Pesach. Boy, Rava, what happens if Nishba Allah Mahu? What if you swore after it became Aser? After it became Aser, you swore, again, I don't have the Chametz, and then you admit, Mahu. Right, we know, I didn't clarify this before, but I think it was obvious. So I'll make it obvious now. What's the halacha by the case of kfiras asham gzelos? Right, you deny having somebody's item, whether it's a metziah, whether it's a pikadon. You need a kfiras mamon. You have to deny money. If you don't deny money, so then it's not called, you're not going to be chayef. So what about this case, says the Gemara? It's not really worth anything. It's chametz, it's aser. But if it's lost, you have to pay money. So is it called the kfira of mamon in a case where it's only going to be money if something happens? That's the question of the Gemara. Mi amrina, do I say, since if the chametz would be stolen, I'd have to pay, it's considered money. You denied money. O dilma, or do you say, no, hashtemiyas hamanach. But no, or do you say, no, here chametz is in my possession. V'yafar ba'amu, it's like dirt. V'lo kafar lei mamona. And it's not considered money. That's the question. If I have something in my rishus that objectively is not worth anything, but if something happens, it's kind of like a davar hagarim l'mamon. We'll have to talk about it in a minute, why the Gemara does not bring in that machlokas here. But we'll see. So that's the question. Is this called a kfiras mamon? So milsa diboy le rabba p'titi le rabba. That which Rabba had a question about was pasha to Rabba. To Amar Rabba, because Rabba says as follows. Shori ganavta. Somebody says, you stole my ox. Who am I? Lo ganavti. No, I didn't. Matibu eslech. Yeah, so why do you have my ox? He says, oh, well, shomer chinam ani alav. I'm your shomer. So in that case, and he swears about it, and then he admits, chayiv. He's chayiv. Why? Because he was kofer. Shari patras mamon v'gneva v'aveda. Because if gneva v'aveda would have occurred, he would have been pater. So that's called the kfiras mamon. That's already the raya. Because even though the animal's sitting there, but still, because I tried to pater myself, that's called the kfiras mamon. Shomer Sachar ani alav, or even if he said I'm a Shomer Sachar Chayiv, he's also Chayiv. Shrei Pater Asma Misha Rav Amesa, because he was trying to pater himself had an Ones occurred. Shoel ani alav, if he says I'm a Shoel Chayiv, he's also Chayiv. Shrei Pater Asma Misha Machmas Balacha, he's trying to pater himself from a case where the animal dies during work. Alma, what do you see from this Brisa? Alpha Gav Tahaka, and even though the animal is sitting there, Kivan, so therefore you might say, what's the denial? The animal's sitting here. You say you're his shomer. You're going to give it back. No, it's still called a chiyuv for the shvua and for the karban, even though it's sitting there. Kivan de'i mignav mamona kakafar. Since if something would occur, if it would be stolen, it's a kfiras mamon. Sahashanami mamona kakafar. So too is called, even now it's called a kfiras mamon. Sahachanami, so too by the chametz. Avagav da'afra ba'almahu, even though it's really dirt. Kivan de'i mignav boy shlumele, since if it would be stolen, he'd have to pay mamona ma'alya. He'd have to pay real money. So too here, he is called a denial of money. So that's the raya that Rabba brought. So Yosef, Rabba v'kamer l'hashmaitza. Rabba says, 1 minute. Esver v'arim l'Rabba, I'll ask you a kachsha from a braisa. V'kichesh ba, pralamode be'ikr. Your kichesh ba, your chayav a karban only if you deny. Excluding where you admit to the basic obligation. Kesa. What's the case? Shori ganafti v'omer lo ganafti. Mati v'etzleich, why do you have it? Ata machartili, you sold it to me. Ata nazadili matani, you give it to me as a present. We'll have to see how this is a case of modi be'ikr. The Gemara will explain it. Avicha machruli, your father sold it to me. Avicha nazadili matani, your father gave it to me as a present. Achar parasi rots. Your animal ran after my cow. Me'ela v'etzli, it just walked into my rishus. Toe baderach mitzasiv. I found it. Here's the case important for us. Shomer chinam ani alav. Shomer sachar ani alav. Shoal ani alav. V'nishba v'hodeh. I'm a shomer on it, but it's really yours. And then I swear and admit, yachol yechayev. I might think you're chayev in that case. Tamalomar v'kichish ba prat lamoda be'ikr. Question mark. Because what do you see from this brisa? The brisa says, the feirish, if you'd say, somebody says, give me my shor, and you say, I'm a shomer, you're putter. You're putter. In the previous case, Rabbah said, you're chayev. So I'm related to dura. What is tadura? Rashi says, ain leif. Right? Something ain leif, ain moach, I forgot the lashon. Ain leif, Rashi says. Right? He says, silly one. Kitan yahid kamer lehelach. When do we say, patur, where you admit then you're a shomer, where you say, I'm a shomer, here's your animal. Where you give it back right away. So then, of course, there you're not worried what's going to happen. That's where you're going to be potter. Kikamina techeme va'agam. When did I, Rabba, say that you're going to be chayiv because you're worried what if something occurs? If it's in the swamp somewhere. So that's where you have to be worried. If something happens, you're going to have to pay money. So therefore, there's no kasha. So now the Gemara just clarifies what some of these cases were. Ata macharta li. All these cases were cases of mode be'ikr, and therefore you're potter from the carbon. So, ata macharta li, you sold it to me. My mode be'ikr ika. What kind of mode be'ikr is there? He wasn't mode in anything. So, lo tzricha da'amar li, lo nasata l'cha dami. No, the case is you sold it to me, but I never paid you for it. And I want to go back. So shkol Torah Vazil, take your ox and leave. The Rashba says, what do you mean? How could you go back? It's a mekatos. So Rashba says, it must be a case where he said, b'tnai, you sold it to me outside that I pay you and I never paid you. And therefore, the deal is void. Or, even though you usually don't have to go back, but where the seller denies the whole sale, then you could go back in that case. What about the other case? You gave it to me. Your father gave it to me. My mode be'ikr ikr. Where's the hodah be'ikr there? No. The deal was that you gave it to me. I'm anas that I do something nice for you. And I didn't do it for you. So that's why it's the sale doesn't work. So take your animal. What about the case where it was just wandering and I found it? So why did you give it back to me? So it's his fault. So Amar Avod Shmuel, but Omer Shvua Aveda Matzasi Vlahizi Adeshi Shalchash Achzir Analacha. I didn't know it was yours. That's why. Period. Tanya, let's just finish up this last point. Amar Ben Azai, Gimel Shvua saying, Ben Azai says there are three types of oaths regarding somebody who finds a Mitzia. Kikir Bavalom Bamotza. Let's say I recognize that it's your animal, but I did not recognize the person's Rishus who it was in. I see your animal, somebody else was shush. I didn't know how it got there. But most of Aloba, or I knew the person who had the animal, I'm like, oh, he got a new ox. I didn't know it was lost from you. Loba Valoba Motza, or I didn't know, I still see he has an animal. I didn't know the owner, I didn't know it was lost. So 1 second. And then he swears about all these cases that he doesn't know that it was the person's lost item. So he says, 1 second, Loba Valoba Motza. He doesn't know anything. So Kushtishtaba, why is that a problematic shvua? He doesn't know anything. So Ema ba ubamotza, no, the opposite. He knows about both. He knows that it was yours and that it was lost. So lamai helchasa, why does Ben Azai say these three shvuas regarding to tell you what? So machlokas, Rav Ami Amar Rabbi Chanina liftar, these three shvuas, if you swear about them, you're potter from the carbon. Shvuah amal lechayev. Lechayev, Shvuah said, no, you're chayev by these three shvuas. Ube plok the dani tanoi, and the machlokas is about these following tanoim. Last point, the Tanya, the Brisa says, ha mashbia eidechad potter, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon mechayev. If you must be an aid echad, if I go over to an aid and say, you know testimony for me, this is about Shvuas Ha'edus, you know testimony for me that Reuven owes me money, and the aid echad says, I swear I don't. And then we find out that he does. So again, Shvuas Ha'edus also requires a kfiras mamon. So if there were two aidim that denied it, then for sure they're chayiv, because two aidim could have been mechayiv money. But one aid, he could have been mechayiv a shvua. If a guy didn't want to take a shvua, then he'd have to pay. So it would be chayev money if something would occur. That's why it's similar to our cases. So you see it's a machlokas here, the same machlokas would be here. Just like by the Mitzia case. He didn't know all the details. So even if I would have admitted, I wouldn't have been able to give it back to you. I didn't know all of the details. So that's the machlokas. And what's the machlokas about? That's the machlokas about. The Ramban has a crucial line, and we'll finish with this. The Ramban says, why didn't the Gemara here quote the machlokas of Shimon and the Rabbanan? That's the major machlokes of Agarim L'Mamon. Why didn't I quote that here? It must be that not every case of Davar Agarim L'Mamon is the same. There are different types of cases of Davar Agarim L'Mamon. And just because there's a machlokes by Mamon, doesn't mean the same machlokes would apply by Karban. Even though the Rabbanon say by Mamon, Lav Kamamon Dami, by Karban they might say it's enough to be a Kfiras Mamon in order to be Mechayev you. So that's why he doesn't quote it here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Amar of Sheshes, we'll continue on Thursday. Continue on Thursday in online.